This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you. I got to tell you, this is what happens when we come up on the end of the year, man, and it has been a long year. So one thing that has frustrated me as a physician, and this is across the United States, because I'm licensed in multiple states, I get to see what happens across the United States, and what has frustrated me is people calling in who have been positive for COVID. They say their first at-home test was negative. And I'm like, what prompted you to then retest? Because most people, when they're negative, they're like, I'm good. They go out there, they cough, they sneeze, they spread all over. It's because I didn't get better. And I heard there might be a false negative, which is something we've been saying from the beginning. If you test too soon, it might not pick up. And so, unfortunately, one of the reasons why we have had enormous spreads of viruses is not because people aren't wearing a mask. People haven't worn a mask. It's not because people aren't vaccinated. It's because it's a false sense of security. You're vaccinated, you feel like you're good, you can breathe and sneeze all over somebody, which you can't. You got a COVID test at home, your COVID test was negative, you're good, you're good. And I have to tell everybody, look, I don't care if your at-home COVID test was negative. And they're like, well, why? Well, you said all four of you in the family are sick, right? And you said two of your family members are COVID positive. Yet two of your family members are not. And it was an at-home test. You guys all have the same symptoms. Yep. It could be a coincidence that you just have rhinovirus and not coronavirus, but I'm kind of concerned that maybe you are having false negatives. Well, we haven't really heard from the government on how good these tests are, because we have heard from the manufacturers and they say they're good. They go, our tests are good enough. Meanwhile, people are questioning, going, but wait a second, we have variants. Can these rapid tests still pick up the variants? Now, in theory, yes, they should. And in fact, if you really have COVID, and you have recurring COVID, these tests are sensitive to pick that up. But as I said, just because it's negative does not mean you're in the clear. Now, these variants, you have this nucleocapsid, right? So you have something surrounding the nucleus, and you have spike proteins. So the rapid antigen test is picking up the skeleton. These viruses are supposed to have very similar skeletons. That's why they say the antigen test, whether it's wild type COVID, alpha variant, beta variant, gamma variant, lambda variant, delta, or Omicron, these rapid tests should work. However, when you have Omicron, that's 2 years, late to the party, it's not going to look the same. It's going to have a new outfit. You guys, look, I'm wearing something I wore 3 years ago. It looks out of style, okay? All right, Omicron is a little bit more in vogue, so which is also an out of style thing to say. So the FDA now has said that the rapid test for COVID may be less sensitive in detecting Omicron variant causing false negative results. Thank you. It's about flipping time. Nobody listens to me. So they made these preliminary findings using samples from patients confirmed to be infected with the new mutant strain. I'm not sure why it took this long. As soon as you had people with COVID, what you guys should have done is said, all right, let's try the Binex now. Let's try this brand. Let's try this brand. It's an easy study. Medical students can do it. Okay, all of you that are positive for COVID, all right, go ahead and test with these little, kits. Who made a test positive? Who made a test negative? It's a real simple thing to do. So, the federal agency, according to Daily Mail, said early results show that antigen tests do detect the Omicron variant, but may have reduced sensitivity, meaning it's possible the test could miss an infection known as a, quote, false negative.
It is not clear which brand of lateral flow test the FDA were using in their study or to what degree there was reduced sensitivity. According to, that's kind of, you guys see how the, you got the PCR test where we amplified genetic material so we can confirm more specifically and we could also type it. That's what we use the PCR test, but what we use at home is rapid antigen. They pick up a piece, an antigen of it. The other issue that a lot of people aren't talking about, too, is the false positive rate. If you are going to be one of those people that will test positive for months, even though you don't have necessarily active COVID, your antigens could still be shedding, and these tests could still pick it up. So if you looked at the new CDC rules on when you get to go back, and the CDC said, look, back with a negative test after 5 days, many of you won't test negative in 5 days. You guys are going to test positive for 5 weeks sometimes. So you have to kind of be careful with that. And then what happens? Does somebody go, oh, yeah, I did it at home and I'm negative? So according to a meta-analysis of studies by the Cochrane Laboratory, these lateral flow tests detected an average of 72% symptomatic cases, 58% of asymptomatic ones. Lateral flow, you could kind of, it's kind of like those where, you know, when you do the rapid antigen test and you put in the little test strip into the liquid and you have to get one or two bars. The blue bar is negative. The red bar means it's positive. That's kind of what they're talking about in terms of flow. This is coming out of the UK, so they have a much different, you know. Yeah. That has nothing to do with your period. So they think with the 72% of symptomatic cases or 58% of people that have no symptoms that, you know, Omicron isn't going to be picked up as well. And again, false sense of security. So Biden has promised 500 million rapid tests for U.S. households that should be coming for free, or we should be getting them for free in January. The Amazon, CVS, Walgreens has had to limit purchases because people have been hoarding them. And I'm like, guys, you need the home tests might not cut it. The other thing that I spoke to you about is a lot of people's first sign of COVID is diarrhea. So here you have diarrhea and you're swabbing your nose. You know, in China, they were swabbing the rectum. I'm not saying to do that. But if you're having some body aches, you're having some diarrhea, and then you test for COVID day one, it might not be positive. You know, until you either have more respiratory symptoms or that virus has a chance to, you know, be more prevalent in your respiratory tree or your nose. So just keep in mind these negative at-home tests that we're spending a lot of money on. You know, it's nice. I think we should have them. But when you tell me your test is negative, I can't believe it. It doesn't convince me. 1-877-DOLLY. And I can't shut this off. I wonder why.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every now and then we talk about colloidal silver. Colloidal silver is fascinating. And it's one of these things that I am mixed on. Because I love the idea of using something that our ancestors used. And silver, we know, is an antipathogen. It has amazing antimicrobial properties. The problem is in terms of what we have and FDA approval and in terms of clinical trials, the data is mixed. And so Candace Owens, conservative media star, and has been talking about using colloidal silver, I guess, in terms of the fight against COVID. And so she's getting a lot of heat and criticism for that. Everybody's saying, I'm reading right here, ComicSans.com, Owens is wrong. And here's the thing, there is some data on it. I like to be very balanced, and I like to kind of tell you guys as it is, and I'm not here to push colloidal silver. I'm not here to, you know, desecrate and say it won't work. But, you know, I will kind of tell you what some of the, I don't know if anybody's even looking at the studies on it, but there is some interesting stuff. And so she's not the only one questioning if colloidal silver can be used in the fight against COVID. So silver products, you know, colloidal silver has been, I guess, touted as a antimicrobial. We noticed back in Roman Empire, Middle Ages, silver was used as a healing agent. I mean, you know, silver, that was expensive. I mean, you had silver, you had gold. Gold also was used as metals. Will affect pathogen growth. That's what we've seen with copper. During the Civil War, we used silver nitrate to cure gonorrhea. And so, I don't know if you guys remember my Pawn Star, one of the Pawn Star episodes I did was where there was a Civil War syringe, and we would put silver nitrate into a man's urethra to kill the gonorrhea. That we didn't have antibiotics back then. So colloidal silver is silver particles suspended in solution. Now, in 2013, researchers at Boston University found that how it works is it interferes with cell metabolism of the pathogen. It disrupts its wall, which is similar to what antibiotics do. It could also, I think, cause some free radicals and inhibit viral replication and infectivity. And so silver has had a lot of now interest, and researchers have been kind of looking at it. However, there are some side effects with silver. So let's look at what's been going on. So currently there are some clinical trials that are being conducted on colloidal silver. And not a lot of them, but I think there's maybe one or two where they are looking at if you could use colloidal silver to fight COVID. We've already seen some great studies with Benadryl. We've seen some great studies with fluvoxamine, with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. So, yeah, there are researchers looking at colloidal silver. Now, one study back in 2020 from Yokohama University in Japan looked at the antiviral effect of silver nanoparticles, and AG is the chemical name for silver, and found that they did decrease the viral replication and therefore viral load. But they weren't exactly sure how it worked. Previous studies thought that maybe what happens is the silver will interact with the structural proteins on the surface, like the wall, or interfere with the surface of these viruses before they latch onto our ACE2 receptor. So it could prevent viral attachment or entry, it could damage surface proteins, or it could affect the wall of the virions, virus particles. So that's what they thought could have happened. That was in 2020. The problem is they said there's a sweet spot in terms of when it's effective and when not. Because if it's too much, it could be cytotoxic, kill cells. They also were worried about what could happen to the environmental ecosystem if disposed. So another study published in the International Journal of Nanomedicine, they just had researchers from India, Singapore, and Korea looking at how silver particles work. And they had said that the recent pandemic demands continuous therapeutic advancements, and hence such nanomaterials or nanoclusters should be under consideration as an alternative research topic for therapies aimed against SARS-CoV-2 that are still less studied than other types of antiviral therapy. This year, a study from National Taiwan University looked at metal particles, including silver. They think it could suppress respiratory enzymes and interference with DNA functions released by the silver ions. And so what they did is they created a nanoparticle composite called TPNT1 that had silver, gold, zinc, and chlorine dioxide. They found it to be effective at blocking SARS-CoV-2 viral entry, replication, and infection. So what's the holdup? What's going on? Well, the FDA, all right, has not approved any particular brand or any particular product because we still don't have studies saying, look, if you take this many nanograms or this many milligrams of this pill or whatever, it'll help fight COVID in this many days. We don't have those clinical trials. In fact, the FDA has been levying injunctions against companies who have been promoting their colloidal silver products, like Zephyr LLC, doing business as N Energetics, got a restraining order last May. Three individuals associated with the entity have been told to immediately stop distributing colloidal silver products. The defendants offered these products for sale to treat coronavirus. And so the government had to issue an injunction, and then threaten suits and other things like that. There was going to be a hearing, and so they said that the complaint was filed by the U.S. Department of Justice against the Atoka, Oklahoma seller, and the seller's most responsible individuals will sustain and enjoin all defendants from labeling, holding, and distributing unapproved new drugs and misbranded drugs in interstate commerce on a permanent basis. And the DOJ was bringing this case on behalf of the U.S. government. Now, the FDA did what the FDA is supposed to do. They're supposed to protect public health. They're supposed to make sure you don't have somebody saying, hey, look, use our magic beans. Our magic beans will help you. The reason why we have the Food and Drug Administration is to oversee that. But does that mean that Candace Owens is completely wrong? There are multiple studies that are now looking at, look, you know, these nanoparticles do stop virus replication. So what's next? Well, I looked up clinicaltrials.gov. Not many clinical trials. I know that there's a couple that are actively seeking. I know of two right now. Let me see if I could. I apologize. One clinical trial is being done, I think, out of Mexico. Another one is, I think, out of Tunisia. So one out of Tunisia right now is looking at any patient over the age of 18 who have had symptoms of COVID dating less than 10 days and has had a positive COVID-19 on a PCR test. And what they want to do is try a colloidal agent, one dose of 30 cc's, three times a day for 5 days. They're also testing inhalation colloid silver, because the silver ions, which are positive, they think could have an effect at decreasing the binding into the respiratory tree. So, and then, of course, they would do a placebo, you know, to compare to see if it works. So, again, they need people that are just newly active, you know, COVID. And they say silver nanoparticles have been employed because of their anti-inflammatory, anti-angiogenesis, antiplatelet, antifungal, anti-cancer, antibacterial activities. And as infectious disease accounts for more than 20% of global mortality in viruses, they want to see if this could help. Another study, let me see, out of Mexico. And again, these clinical trials are, in fact, I think they have completed their trial. I don't know if they've published their results. This comes out of Tijuana. And they were looking to see if silver nanoparticles could have an inhibitory effect on SARS and COVID-2. So they did a mouthwash and nose rinse. Now, again, I don't think the study results are have been released. These were people that were general health workers in General Tijuana Hospital, and they were working in high-risk areas with patients with direct contact and diagnosed COVID-19, but obviously they couldn't have a hypersensitivity to silver, and they couldn't have had a recent COVID infection, and if they didn't want to sign informed consent. So that study has been done. We just don't have all the results yet. So it's being studied. It doesn't necessarily mean somebody bringing it up is completely out of touch with reality. But again, until we have an actual medication dose that the FDA can approve, FDA's not going to approve it, and we're not going to be able to use colloidal silver until we know. By the way, there are some side effects where your skin turns blue. The argyria, so that's a concern. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But
good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Nevada Democrat Senator and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid died Tuesday after a lengthy battle with pancreatic cancer. President Obama on MSNBC upon hearing the news.
And work to get something. And he has never forgotten the path he took. And, you know, he knows that there are searchlights all across the country. And there are kids just like he was.
Senator Reid was 82. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas made a rare visit to Israel for talks on economic and security issues with Israel's defense chief, Benny Gantz, last night Israel time. It was the Palestinian leader's first such visit to Israel in more than a decade. It's being reported the two talked about implementation of economic and civilian measures and emphasized the importance of deepening security coordination and preventing terror and violence. USA Radio News. The cruise ship industry is under the watchful eye of the CDC.
The CDC is actively investigating or observing 86 cruise ships following COVID-19 outbreaks on board. The affected cruise lines include Disney, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian. The cruise ship industry staged a comeback in September and put several preventative measures in place to curb the spread of the virus. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
On Tuesday, the FAA confirmed in a preliminary report that there were two crew members and two passengers killed in a plane crash east of San Diego in El Cajon. The Learjet belonged to AeroMedevac and offers air ambulance and air transportation services for critical care patients. The National Transportation Safety Board said the small jet was on an instrument approach to runway 17 at Gillespie Field just before crashing a mile and a half from the runway. Rain may have played a factor. We're wishing you and your family all the best for 2022. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ned from, it just says California. Ned says that he doesn't think Fauci is going to retire. He thinks Fauci is going to be arrested. That's in his predictions. Okay, so early on, I had given you guys my predictions, and one of my predictions is Dr. Fauci would be, would retire. Thank you for that. I'd love to hear you guys' predictions for 2022. I don't know if they're going to arrest Fauci. I don't think so. If he lied under oath, I don't know if it's going to go that far. Right now, Dr. Fauci is, I think, set to make $350,000 a year in retirement because he served 55 years in the federal government. And mind you, you know, putting up with the government and working in the government as long as you do, you will get a pension. But $350,000 a year in retirement. He's 81 years old. Now, he's in good health, is not showing any signs of retirement, but I do predict he might retire this next year. And the reason why, I didn't really go into a lot of detail with my predictions, but the reason why is it'll be very interesting to see what happens with the shift in 2022 that is being expected, and not just a, you know, it's, and people are expecting a red wave. But also, I think one of the reasons why he might retire is because there's going to be more and more, I think, evidence coming out on the lab leak theory and some of the spending and lab experiments that have been done. Remember I told you one of the reasons why the lab leak theory and much of the lab inspections and all that have been at a snail pace, and oh, we missed the window. We, you know, I wish we could have gotten there sooner, and, you know, before somebody could have destroyed evidence. And I mean, the reason why you really see this dragging their heels is because people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. There's a chance that some of the slipshod sort of protocols that might have happened in the Wuhan Institute of Virology lab could be happening in other labs across the globe. And if somebody says, okay, coronavirus was an accident, but it was an accident because of this protocol, everybody needs to change this protocol around, or see if, wait a second, maybe other things were leaked as well, it opens up a can of worms. And remember I told you, if this was a lab leak, and SARS-CoV-2 was leaked again. I mean, remember the first SARS Singapore said was a leak back in 2000, after they inspected in 2004. The 2002 SARS outbreak they said was a leak from a Chinese lab. And then a couple people had died a year later in that, in a similar lab, again, from SARS because of a, somebody was transferring it, et cetera. And then things have been quiet until this happened in 2019, and then we were affected by it by 2020, even though I really think it was in America earlier in 2019. So if there is a process being done or something, some protocol that happens, I sincerely doubt that only one baby virus particle, just one little teensy-weensy virus particle escaped. My guess is it could have been COVID plus something else, plus something else. And luckily, the cleanup caught the other things, or the media never picked up on the other things because it was all about COVID. But remember I told you, I'm not here to be a conspiracy theorist, but if nobody figures out what happens, and it's been now 2 years plus of what happened with COVID, it, could the process still be going on? Maybe it's not China. Maybe it's another country making it look like it was from China, and they're continuing to leak new variants. I don't know. All I know is they found Tom Brady's jersey that got stolen a few years back within 24, 48 hours in a completely separate country, but they can't figure out this. Something doesn't sound right. And so the other thing that I think might end up happening is finally somebody is going to get into power that says, okay, we need to figure this out, and we need to figure it out now. And, you know, if we're, if they're even able to see what could have been, you know, washed off of drives or whatever. And then they might find out that some of other countries' labs might have also been involved, that there might be other dangerous drugs. Remember we talked about smallpox? Where somebody said they found a smallpox vial in the refrigerator, and it was in a lab in Philly. And smallpox is only supposed to be with the CDC, and I think in a lab in Russia. That's it. Smallpox isn't supposed to be anywhere else. But there was a vial labeled smallpox, and they said it was, I mean, I don't know if it was a joke, but they didn't think it was a joke at the time. What was it doing in a lab in Philly? So my guess is there is probably some, if we have had you know, metal shards show up in juices that, you know, have been sold over the counter. If we have marijuana laced with fentanyl because of the drug cartels or whoever else is messing with our stuff, you could bet that there is some halfway stuff being done in labs throughout the country. If Fauci is the head of the NIH, he's the director of the National Institute of Health and, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the NIH, and something gets revealed, something else besides all the poop show that we've seen with labs, he's going to be under a lot of fire. And I think he might be like, look, I'm making over $400,000 a year now. He's making $434,000. Taking an $80,000 drop a year, but still making a lot of money, might sound like a smart move, so he is not in the public eye and he's not always under the direct criticism of people like Rand Paul. In fact, like yesterday, Rand Paul said, look, Fauci could have possibly killed so many of these 800,000 because, this is what Rand Paul said, because he didn't put any attention to therapeutics. That might come out. You know, and people are asking, when does ivermectin finally get FDA approved for this? When does, you know, or when does fluvoxamine? You know, what about all these studies with Benadryl and all that? Well, if the FDA approves it, then somebody could say the whole time, we could have the whole time been using this. I don't know if the FDA is ever going to approve it. The FDA might just do Merck and Pfizer, the Merck and Pfizer drug. They might not allow a repurposing. So federal employees, when they retire, they get a pension of 80% of their average of their highest three salaries. It's a lot of money. So we would be paid for his retirement, and I get it. That's what we signed up for. Government workers who work for the government, you know, and put up with working for the government. I mean, if he could last 55 years, I get how there's a pension. None of us get pensions. I won't get a pension. I served the medical community for decades. You don't get a pension for that, unless there's a particular company that does. But for the government, that's the way it is, and I understand that. But yeah, he's going to be making $350,000 a year. So I personally wouldn't be surprised if in the next year or two he does retire, because I think there is going to be more and more of this call that he'd be fired, that his agency did help support gain-of-function research with the grant to the Wuhan lab that they claim led to the development of the COVID-19 virus. Remember we talked about that, where they found some evidence. One of the watchdogs had said, look, there was evidence that they had in the study found that they could make a bat coronavirus more deadly. And so that technically is gain of function. It doesn't necessarily mean it was on purpose, that there was intent. But when you do an experiment and you find that what you're experimenting on can be more deadly, you have that data and there was a gain of function with that. And so there's calls for Fauci to be fired for that. I mean, you know, that's the problem. It's going to be a mess until people figure out what exactly happened, but that's why I think he's going to retire soon. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our listeners does not want to call in, but says that they are still stranded at an airport with holiday travel. Wow. Wow. You know, I pulled up the FlightAware. FlightAware tells you how many cancellations within, in, or out of the United States, delays. Total cancellation today is globally 2,500, delays 8,000. But in terms of cancellations, it looks like United, 7% of their flights have been canceled now. It's 159 of them. just canceled. Delta, 107. JetBlue, 96 flights canceled. Spirit, 58. When I look at Mail Online, they say staffing shortages led United to cancel 157 flights today. Delta canceled 101. JetBlue canceled 81. So let me see how my numbers are. Yeah, so it looks like my numbers are a little higher because I'm on right now flightaware.com. So sadly, because of winter storms as well as the Omicron surge and staffing shortages, airlines have had to cancel. In fact, United Airlines did cite staffing shortages, needing to cancel a bunch of flights. Atlanta-based Delta canceled 101, JetBlue 81 flights. So 791 flights as of this morning. I'm getting 871 scheduled to enter, leave, or fly to the U.S. have been canceled. So, you know, this is a absolute mess, especially for people who have traveled. And this was one of the things that kind of kept me from traveling because I just didn't want to be in an airport. You know, I have pets. I have, even though somebody would take care of the pets, you know, I have work. I just didn't want to stay in an airport. They say more cancellations are expected during the day, as we're already seeing the numbers go up. In fact, tomorrow, when I look already for tomorrow, I think 7% of United is already expected. Yeah, 150 flights have been canceled tomorrow for United. Delta, 57 flights. This is just for tomorrow. We don't even know what's supposed to happen tomorrow. JetBlue is not reporting any cancellation. Wait a second. I think JetBlue has 8. Canceled, but that's for tomorrow. Usually they don't make that decision until obviously, you know, when they have to cancel a flight, they got to get money back. So they might delay and delay and delay. But this, it's very interesting what happened in terms of the airlines, because every year there's weather issues. Every Christmas and post-Christmas travel and New Year's travel, there's delays. That's nothing new. But to this degree, is huge. In fact, for Seattle-Tacoma Airport, 16% of their flights had to be canceled coming in. Okay, that's kind of huge. More than Newark. I mean, Newark, 8%, but Seattle, not true. Seattle had to deal with the storms. So you're going to see southern, you know, like, probably southern airports not as bad. Like Harry Reid International Airport, which is the Las Vegas one, only 10 flights got canceled today. So coming into Vegas, a little bit easier. But if you don't have staff to man the flight or to person the flight that's supposed to be coming in, flight's not coming in, that gets canceled. So these flight attendants and pilots, okay, do not have an easy job. And I've definitely seen relationship strain. I've seen many of them not even do even customer service. You'll get your drink when you get it. They look very flustered. They look exhausted. And I'm not criticizing them, but, you know, I used to, oh my gosh, I'd shoot the breeze and I think they were awesome. The last couple years, I don't even talk to them because I just don't want them to snap at me and I know they're grumpy. Flying is not fun. And, you know, to their defense, they have to make sure everybody's wearing a mask. If somebody's mask slips, they have to get into it with somebody. A flight attendant does not want to get into it with anybody. They need to do their job. They need to make sure we're all safe. They don't need to, on top of the poop show that already exists with flying, has to now address somebody whose mask is falling or whose kid's mask is falling. It's ridiculous. Not to mention, they're exposed. They're in a plane, and they're exposed. And there's headaches, and you have to stand. I've always wondered, how do they do it if they have, menstrual cramps or migraine? I couldn't do it. No way. I wouldn't call out, but I would be miserable. And I'd get on that intercom, because I love the microphone. I'd get on the intercom going, all right, attention passengers, I'm having a very, very, very bad migraine. So keep it to a minimum, please. And then, you know, somebody's going to be like, ooh, I'm going to mess with her. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're not going to mess with me. I would probably, if I was a flight attendant, have some fun with it. I would probably joke around. Really, really? I mean, I would probably joke around with them. But I think they're kind of limited with that. Because I remember a flight attendants were joking around. And I think one of the managers kind of came up to them and the head flight attendant and, get off the mic. And it stinks because I really think that can make a flight much more fun. I'd rather entertain a plane than, have to be dealing with grumpy people. But the big thing is, if they have PTO, and that's another thing, that paid leave. If you have paid leave, that expires January 1st. And if you don't use it, you lose it. Your employees are going to use it. I've always urged businesses to allow sick leave to carry over. Please let sick leave carry over, because that's kind of the mess I think we're seeing. I don't know if it's particularly the airlines, but I'm hearing from so many people, we're short-staffed because everybody's using up their sick leave now. Are they sick? Nope. So then just allow the sick leave to carry over till January, and then they could take a trip with it if they want. But if you don't use it, you lose it is a problem. That's what I always say, renew sick leave or vacation leave in November. This way, if somebody does get sick, they have plenty of it. And they don't have to fear, they have to use it up for the holidays. But I also really think that a lot of people aren't going to go back to air travel. People are... I'm not very comfortable in a plane. One, with a mask. Number two is, I get hungry. There's no food. If you do buy something, it's a box of, chips or, salami that I don't like. So you're hungry. You have to wait 2 hours for a drink. Sometimes it takes that long because they're busy. And you could bring things onto a plane, you can't bring alcohol. But if I try to buy water at an airport, it's a $4 or $5 bottle. I just don't like flying anymore. And I got a flight coming up in a week or two. And then on top of that, Biden is considering, doing mandates. I've had my vaccine, but they're going to mandate probably boosters. So I think we are going to see a big shift in terms of the travel industry, because I don't know if they're going to pay enough people to do that work. And you have people that are very, very grumpy. The seats, these airlines are trying to pack more people into the seats to make more money. It's very uncomfortable. You're actually touching somebody you don't know the whole time. Now, mind you, I get, in the olden days, and you'd sit on a train or whatever, you would be sitting next to people. You don't necessarily get your own space. But it's very frustrating when some people are fondling you when you fall asleep. It's not, I don't like traveling alone. I travel with my family, and then I usually travel in between the kids. So then I can yell at them, and keep them apart. If they fly together, they fight. So I always have to sit in between them. Yeah. Which makes it less fun. Why don't they learn? They can sit together. They can sit away from parents. But once they fight, it's just kind of what happens. So, I hope everybody gets back on speed. In terms of boosters, Duke University now orders all staff to get the COVID-19 booster by February 1st or face the boot. We knew booster mandates were coming. They are not going to be very popular, but they are coming. Apparently, people are worried about the Omicron spread. They want to know that their staff are vaccinated, and those of us that got vaccinated last January are not as protected. So Duke, one of the latest universities to jump on board with booster mandates. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.